Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here with Raymond Cruz, who you all know as Tuco Salamanca on Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul, but who is now in the upcoming Lifetime movie Cleveland Abduction about the true life story of Ariel Castro, the Cleveland kidnapper. Raymond, thanks for joining us on WTOP.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for having me.
So this is a true life case that happened, you know, I guess it was about a year or so ago, maybe 2 years ago now. How do you get into the mind of playing such a real life, you know, horrifying figure?
Oh, you know, it's a lot of work. You know, it's like putting together a giant puzzle, and then you have to try to figure out, you know, what motivated this monster. And, I mean, the thrill for me was to actually play a monster. I was a big fan of all the old monster movies when I was a kid. So to play a real-life monster is an exciting opportunity.
Does it also, I mean, in addition to, you know, it's obviously a juicy role to play, does it also feel a little odd knowing that this was a real-life monster, like you say?
Oh, of course. You know, but what you're trying to do is to contribute to the story, to make it, to communicate what actually happened so that people have some sort of understanding about what went on inside this, you know, house of horrors.
Exactly. And also in your cast, you get to work with some pretty big names. You know, Pam Grier from Jackie Brown, right? And Joe Morton from Scandal?
Joe Morton, Pam Grier. You have Samantha Droke is in it, Katie Sarif, Taryn Manning. It's a great cast.
Did you get to, did you watch Pam Grier, you know, growing up and admiring her from afar?
Oh, of course. Are you kidding? Who didn't? She was a beautiful woman. She's a really good actress. You know, I loved all the old black state exploitation films. Superfly was probably my favorite.
Yeah,
Ron Ely.
So you like that one better than Shaft?
You know, that was the one that really stuck with me when I was a kid.
Gotcha. And have you been following Joe Morton on Scandal? Are you a Scandal fan?
I am a Scandal fan. You know, and I have I know a couple of the actors on there, and you know, it's great. I love the casting on the show. You know, it's a soap opera. But it's a political soap opera, but I really do enjoy it.
Absolutely, and you're no stranger to hit TV shows. I bet you, do you always get stopped on the street saying, hey, Tuco, tight. Do people just come up to you with that stuff?
All the time. Yeah, I appreciate it because it really resonates with people. This is a character that struck a chord, a very frightening chord, but people do relate to it. So, you know, it's just a thrill.
Did you pick up anything from working with Bryan Cranston?
You know, Bryan Cranston is the nicest man. Every actor should have a chance to work with someone like him because he's just the sweetest guy. And you almost feel, I almost felt bad for what I had to do to him. I had to terrorize him on a daily basis.
Yeah, but he got you back in the end.
Oh, yeah. 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 Well, it was actually Hank who killed me. But, you know, you're right. You're right. It was a huge effort on everyone on their team to destroy Tuco.
Absolutely. Were you sad to see him go? And then once you heard about Better Call Saul and the chance to, you know, get to play him again in a prequel fashion, were you excited that he was back?
You know, I wasn't sad to see Tuco go because it's such a hard part to try to pull off.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about it. What you're watching is condensed, but that's days and days of shooting scenes for 12 to 14 hours. It's a lot of hard work, and it's so physically, emotionally, mentally draining. Yeah, so when they finally killed him, I was happy. I think I was the only one that was happy to kill Tuco off, but when they asked me to come back, it was a great opportunity to revisit the character.
Do you take pride in that? I mean, the fact that they would, you know, it's you know, here you go, this villain in season one and a little bit of season two, you know, if it wasn't a big part, and let's say you weren't successful in it, they wouldn't ask you to come back. But the fact that it really resonated with Breaking Bad fans through all the seasons, you know, they remembered you as right up there with Gus as one of the most memorable, you know, villains for Walter White. Do you take pride that they even asked you to come back for the prequel?
Oh, of course. You know, it's kind of a badge of honor. Be asked to come back and to participate. I'm a huge Vince Gilligan fan, and I love Breaking Bad. You got to remember, when I first got involved with Breaking Bad, it had never even aired.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And I know you were in Better Call Saul for a few episodes.
First two.
Yeah, are you going to be, will we see you at all in season two? Do you know yet?
Oh, I can't. Even if I did know, I can't tell you.
Well, what's it like?
I mean, that was the great thing about the season one, was that nobody knew.
Yeah, exactly. Well, what's it like working with Bob Odenkirk? Are you thrilled to see that character get its own, you know, his own day in the sun?
I loved his character on Breaking Bad, but I never had a chance to work with him. So to get an opportunity to work with Bob, and Bob, again, you know, really creative guy, and it was fun doing the scenes with him. I enjoyed it very much.
Absolutely. And, you know, personally, the first thing I remember seeing you in, this is going back a little bit, but I remember you in Training Day with Ethan Hawke in the bathtub with the gun to him.
Best scene in the movie.
Yeah, man. You know what? You stole the show. And, you know, Denzel wins the Oscar for it, but he kind of, you know, pawned Ethan Hawke on you guys for a little bit to take care of him. And how does he get out of it? Don't you see his driver's license or something?
Yeah, we find his... Smiley's cousin's, little cousin's bus pass in
That's
his
it.
Wallet. And so, you know, we want to figure out where it came from and what's the connection. And then we realize that he actually saved her. So we give him a pass. Otherwise, he was dead.
Absolutely. Were you thrilled to watch Denzel, you know, go on and win the Oscar and, you know, at least feel in your own mind that you had a little something to do with that, at least in terms of the story?
I'm a huge Denzel Washington fan. I loved him in The Hurricane. And then, you know, to be able to have a chance to work with him on, you know, in this movie, that was the reason I took the movie. And then, to, you know, to be a part of it. And the movie, it's a really good movie.
Yeah, I think it really holds up. And it's bizarre that to think that literally as soon as you guys finished that movie in 2001, Ethan went to work right on Boyhood, which, you know, like literally that's how long he was working on that thing.
Well, that's an interesting film, isn't it?
Over
a 12-year period, you shoot a little bit each time.
Are you excited to see, you know, how well he's done?
He's a great actor, man, and I'm not surprised at all. You know, I'm not surprised that Denzel won the Oscar. You know, these are people at the highest level, so, you know, to get an opportunity to work with, you know, actors and directors and producers, you know, and not just on film but on television, it's a blessing.
Absolutely. And what about Aaron Paul? What was it like working with him?
I feel bad about that one because I think I scared Aaron Paul.
Why do you say that?
Well, every time I would walk up to him, he would start shaking.
Well, you're an intimidating character on that show, man.
Yeah, I know that.
All right. Well, anything else on this Cleveland kidnapping show?
Not anything you would expect from Lifetime. It looks like a gritty indie film, and people will be surprised by it. It's worth viewing, I'm telling you.
Awesome. Well,
you will be disgusted by it, and you'll be surprised.
Yeah, well, with a story like that, it's going to be disgusting, but also hopefully, maybe try to shine a little light on it.
It really does, because it really is about Michelle Knight, and it's a survivor story. So really, you'll be surprised, because there's a lot of inspiration in the film about this woman's journey from being held captive and tortured to finding her freedom.
Right, and Pam Grier plays a nurse helping her through it, right?
Uh-huh. She helps her recover at the end of the movie. The thing to remember is this really happened. It's a lot different than just a piece of fiction. This actually happened, so they try to capture 11 years in a two-hour movie. You know, I think we did a good job.
Well, Raymond Cruz, thanks so much for taking time to join us on WTOP. Would you mind, before we go, say WTOP is tight, tight?
WTOP is tight.